Present those of WGBB or its employees. You're listening to 1240 WGBB.
The views expressed in the following program do not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.
From the heart of the nautical mile, you're listening to the station that serves your community. AM 1240 WGBB.com and 1240 WGBB Freeport.
This is my only son. Listen to him. I am very pleased with him. Live from WGBB, Long Island's oldest radio station, it's time for...
Listen up. Jesus is on the air. What is this only son business? What are you talking about?
Do tomorrow's
Are you walking on water now? Is that what you're doing? You're trying to take care of everything?
Palmer, you got to be prepared. Look at tomorrow's readings and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. And that was Dr. John Palmer, and I'm Dr. Anthony Chiffo. We're here to tell you we love Jesus.
He's okay.
Oh, God, no, Palmer. You're getting old.
We love him. Yes, we do. Yes,
and we got some show.
I hope so, or we're in deep trouble.
We have guests that you wouldn't believe. They're literally world travelers. Literally disciples, apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, and they spend their lives going around the world bringing converts to our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the fourth time they've been on our show. Very popular guest. You know that, right?
You want to tell the people who they are?
No, you tell them. I'm sorry.
This is Ed and Annette Eckert, and they are Bridge for Peace, and they're homegrown. They're right here in Wading River,
right here
on the island.
We love them.
And they
have
a wonderful Bridge for Peace ministry, not only on Long Island, but all around different places in the world, Australia, Rome, Uganda.
Uganda is the biggie.
South America, yes.
And isn't it Uganda that's gave you land to build missionaries or hospitals there?
It's an orphanage.
An orphanage, rather?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is amazing.
It is amazing.
And they just broke ground for it?
Yes, they just broke ground. But, when the Lord first put it on our hearts about an orphanage, we spoke to Father Victor Darlington, who's been a help here on the Long Island. He's from Nigeria. He's now teaches in the seminary in England. And he was the first one that we kind of took into our confidence about what the Lord said. And he said to us at that time, the diocese will give you the land. Well, sure enough, the diocese, Father Expedito from Uganda, who is our friend, he said when we met with him, he's on our board of directors in Bridge for Peace in the Diocese of Kasese. He said, don't talk about buying land. We're going to give you the land. And he promised us acreage in a beautiful part called 10 Miles, 10 miles from the Congo border. And we knew that area. But when the bishop heard about it, he said, no, I don't want to give them that land. I want them right here next to my house.
Wow.
So that's where the Pope said Mass, actually, in Uganda, right there.
Oh,
and right there is where the Bridge for Peace Children's Village going to be.
The Pope said Mass on that
Pope
location?
Said Mass, yeah. Right there. Well,
which
yeah,
Pope?
Right.
Which Pope?
John Paul II.
Right.
Yes, that's right.
Saint.
Yes.
Will be Saint
right.
John Paul
right.
II. Oh,
and,
my
you know,
Lord. That was,
yes.
that probably
is that
blessed.
Special? And that's it right. Was very special. And the bishop always regrets, the bishop of the Diocese of Kasese, Bishop Egidio, who we love very much, he always regrets he didn't have the Pope sign the guest book. Because he said that we would have the name of a saint in the guest book.
Absolutely.
So now Pope Francis, they're talking about Pope Francis visiting Uganda. So he said, well, Bishop, don't forget, have him sign the guest book when
my
he comes.
Lord.
But you know, Tony, even just before the program, you showed us half a dozen of your children.
That's right.
It was just so wonderful and tender to see that and how cared and loved they are.
Are they going to be in your
in the
bulletin?
The next newsletter.
In the
we
next
will have
newsletter?
The babies in them. Yeah.
Now, if
in
people
that.
Want to get the newsletter, can they get the newsletter from
surely,
you guys?
Surely. Absolutely.
Can they write you or call you or something? How
they
can they
call
get
in
it?
Or get on the website. And
Which is
www.bridgeforpeace.
The number four?
No. F-O-R. B-R-I-D-G-E-F-O-R-P-E-A-C-E. Dot org,
okay. Okay.
And they'll find out all the information about us, and they can ask, you know, go sign in to the guest book and ask for a newsletter, and we'll be happy to send that off to them.
Oh, that's
wonderful.
And
we have wonderful listeners, and you'll find they'll become very faithful followers and supporters of what you're doing.
Yeah, and they send me emails all the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I answer every email, and we're constantly getting emails. I got a feeling I'm going to get a few subscribers.
But the newsletter
is great.
It's very
colorful. It's very informative. And it's entertaining, so it's a great little newsletter.
Thank you.
But you know, our listeners probably don't remember what your ministry is all about. Why don't you tell them what you do?
Well, our ministry is about healing, and the Lord gave us the directive to be healing to the nations, and that's what we've been uncovering for the past 25 years.
Can you believe that?
It's amazing, right?
I think I met you back at Father Bob's 25 years ago.
Yes, I think that's right. Damn. Yeah. Yeah.
And so you have a healing ministry.
That's right. So
a lot of people don't believe in healing. What have you seen?
The most important thing is that Jesus believes in healing.
That's it. That's it.
And we've seen tremendous healings. I was just thinking of two in particular that we saw when we were in Australia, and there were two radio announcers that we prayed over.
Oh, yes, two radio announcers. We should have prayed with you guys first instead of later. Good remembering it.
Well, you can pray with us right after the program. Yeah. We need prayer, that's for sure.
We need a lot of prayer.
What happened to them?
Well, one had a bad knee who was wrapped up in one of those supportive bandages, and we prayed for her, and she took off the bandage, and she starts swinging her leg and moving in all different directions. She says
she went outside to walk up and down the stairs to check it out.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she had no pain.
It was totally healed.
Wonderful.
And the other one we prayed for, she was experiencing depression for a long time, and she just had a complete turnover.
And that was from the year before. We were on her show last year, and then again this year.
Really?
Last year we prayed over her, and the depression left. This time she went and she thought she had broken her toe on the way to the station that day, and they prayed over her, and all the pain and the swelling went.
You know, Palmer and I need prayers for the 19th.
Yeah, St. Feast of St. Joseph, we need prayer.
Big time prayers. We're relying on you guys.
Okay.
count us in.
But what was so great about it was then they got on the air and they testified. So we weren't saying something that we'd seen happen. They were saying personally, Bridge for Peace came into the radio station. I was in need. The team prayed for me, and I've been healed. And they just got on the station and announced it. It was two separate shows. So it was really fun, you know. God, they really exalted his name.
So physical healing and emotional healing and spiritual healing that you've seen, I'm sure.
Yes, healing
Absolutely.
From addictions.
That's terrific.
Psychological healing. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ came to take all of our infirmities, to heal all of our diseases, and he was victorious. And his promises are true, and they're for everyone. Everyone that calls on his name, no one's excluded. There's no system of favoritism. Jesus loves each one ultimately, you know, perfectly, perfect love. Yeah. So that's really the word, is for people to receive.
But we're going to do a healing service at the tail end of this program, the last half
Great,
hour.
John.
So listeners, you better say, if you want to get healed, you better get your ears right next to the speaker of your radio.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Jesus.
Absolutely. And I know for a fact, I've seen you guys in action. I've seen you at prayer groups. I've seen you four times on our show. You guys are powerful.
I saw a woman at St. Mary's. You may not remember this. On a Saturday, you did a healing day of prayer, and Jessica came and I believe was blind in one eye since birth. And Father Isaac gave his testimony about his eye being healed. And while you were praying, I guess the prayer with him, she felt something in her eye. And by the end of the day, she had her eyesight back in that eye, and she was blind from birth.
Thank you, Jesus. Amazing. Glory to Jesus. Yeah. All
Amen.
Glories to Jesus.
Praise
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
Yes.
So listeners, we got the real thing here, people with gifts. And they're not the healers. Jesus is.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Jesus
is the Spirit.
They're the instruments.
And even Mary gets in the mix, too. Because
But they're the instruments of Jesus.
That's right.
For healing. I firmly believe that Jesus ordained you guys to do the healing that you guys are doing and to do the missionary work that you got all over the world. I don't know how you do it. And listen, it should be known that this missionary work you do, you're taking your life in your hands, because in some of the places that you go are rather dangerous. And I know you've had some instances, I think, and all, but you need prayers so that Jesus would protect you from the environments that you go into.
Thank you.
I like your insurance problem, your insurance plan. You have a group of priests in Rome that have a prayer group. Tell the listeners about that, because you showed me something. Maybe they can even hear them sing before you finish.
Okay.
Because they are wonderful.
They are wonderful, beautiful, just so inspirational. Anyone that comes with us on the Rome mission, just overwhelmed by the power of the Holy Spirit that turns up at the Bridge for Peace prayer meeting. The Bridge for Peace prayer meeting in Rome is for priests, exclusively for priests, though sometimes some nuns, they invite nuns as well. And they're priests that come from all over the world because they're there to study. So you have priests from Pakistan. Think about that. Pakistan. Priests from Pakistan. From Sudan, you know, where they say they're holding the line because the Muslims say they're coming by evolution or revolution, but they're coming. So the priests in Sudan are holding the line. We have priests that minister in northern Uganda where pastors, two previous pastors were killed. And now we have a priest that volunteered to go up and be the pastor in that church. You know, so you're looking at people in Zimbabwe. The priest has been in prison. His bishop has been tortured so that he is crippled. And they still stand for the truth. So you're looking at people where you would really be convicted to say, could I do that? If they telephone me and they say, you stop talking about Jesus or we're going to come and get you. If they telephone me a few nights and said that, and then they turned up and they put me in prison, would I still stand up for Jesus? You know, these are things that really you're meeting people who do this. There's tens of thousands of people that die every year for the name of Jesus. You know, this is really, so you really meet people that humble you, and we are so humbled because the Lord sends us there. We meet these people. We know it's divine appointment. The Lord allows us then to pray for them, for healing, for the things they've been through, for the encouragement. And it's so humbling, really, to be called by God to minister to these very special people who really will say to us, they've prayed for many, but no one has ever prayed for them. And even this year, one of the priests who has been very involved in exorcism in Pakistan, can you even imagine the demonic spirits, the darkness of Pakistan? He's so involved in that he became very sick as a result. And he was hospitalized. They didn't find anything wrong with him because he knew what was wrong with him. You know, it wasn't anything physical. It was spiritual affecting the physical reality. And we were so humbled when he found out about us in Rome and came to us and said, would you pray for me? And he was having trouble focusing on his studies, very intelligent. You don't go to Rome to study unless you're very intelligent, sent by the bishop. Mm-hmm. And we just praised God because the next morning, he told us at the end of the week, the next morning he woke up, he was different. He had his physical strength restored. Wow. He was psychologically restored, emotionally restored. He had us calling people in Dubai, people in Pakistan that he'd been ministering to pray for them over the phone. They were reporting to him that they had been delivered by the power of Jesus Christ. So there's a lot that goes on in the world that we have to really open our eyes and look worldwide. You know, sometimes, John, people say, I'm persecuted. I got a flat tire.
Yep.
I got a flat tire. I'm persecuted. Yep. I'd say we meet with priests that, I mean, are in jail, that are abducted, that are kidnapped, that are tortured. We're meeting these people from China, from Indonesia. You're meeting with them. These are the people that are ready to lay down their lives for Christ. You know, sometimes people say, well, it's raining. I don't think I'll go down to the church today you know, whatever.
Yeah,
or my neighbor is there. They don't know Jesus, but I don't want to talk to him because they might not want to hear that name. I mean, these are people, you know, maybe people don't want to hear me, so I don't speak. These are people that are speaking, even though say, if you speak, we will murder you. We also have a children's education program in Uganda. We educate orphans as well as the orphanage. We educate orphans beyond that. And one of our orphans that we have in school, his father was kidnapped. He was brought into the Congo. he would not stop speaking about Jesus. And there was also an Episcopal pastor with him and would not stop speaking about Jesus. The Muslims told him, if you don't stop, we're going to kill you. That's what the abductors told them. They wouldn't stop. They were both murdered and put in a grave together. Wow. They were exhumed. And what we found out is we are educating his son. Yes. In Bridge for Peace. We were so honored that the Lord allowed us to do that. We didn't know the story. But then they said the local Catholic charismatics had educated him in primary school. But now when it came to high school, they couldn't afford it. And so Bridge for Peace had picked up.
I also remember when you were on the show last time, you spoke about educating someone that became a doctor.
Yes, nurses, is like a doctor. Right.
I think that is phenomenal. I mean, that you guys are educating these people to become professionals, to help other people.
Yes, to help other people. But, you know, Tony, really, it's the listeners who are doing it. I mean, Ed and I are the catalyst, or we're the connector. But obviously, there's no way that we could support 12 orphans. We put through now 42 children through high school, and we don't just put them through, but we feed them and we house them. We put a lawyer through. We put two nurses. Our third one is waiting to go. Yeah. No way that Ed and I could do any of this, even just the travel and the visas and the inoculations. It's an expensive kind of a ministry, but it's the listeners, the people that are listening, the ones that support the work. It's the people that are doing this, you know, and even one fantastic bit of news we had last time, you know, because there's so much that goes on there, but we heard that our students, the 14 that are in Holy Dove boarding school, orphans, that they said, well, why don't we do something for those that are helping us? And they got together and they have a weekly prayer meeting, the high school students, for Bridge for Peace and their benefactors through Bridge for Peace. Is that on their own accord?
That's wonderful. That's amazing. And I'm glad you came back to the prayer meeting, because I want to get the prayer meeting with the priests, the 14 to 19 priests in Rome, because you just spent a month with them.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah. So tell our listeners. I think it's phenomenal.
We just opened the door to them. We let them know that we're back in Rome, and they come and they have a meal with us, and we encourage them, and they're strengthened through our prayer, and they're just invigorated. Then on the Friday night, we gather together, and we have what we call pizza and prayer, and we're going to play just a little clip from the pizza and prayer. The priests love to sing, and they really have a great talent for it, and we're going to just share with that with you.
And by the way, it's a great name. Where'd you get the name from, Parma?
Bridge for Peace.
No, pizza and prayer.
Oh, pizza and prayer. No, yeah, pizza and prayer. So here they are.
Hold it right up.
The Lord will bless someone today. It could be you, it could be me, it could be someone at your side. So the Lord's going to bless someone today, and they sing it with all their hearts and
I could see the
power of the Holy Spirit.
And you can see the joy.
Yeah.
Absolute joy.
And I want the listeners to know that's not just restricted to priests in Rome. That kind of joy can be had in any prayer group that you join and follow through with, because God is there. He's joy.
Yeah.
He's joy.
Absolutely, John.
Look, I only have one question. I'm not going to bother you with a ton of questions. I have a basic question that I need to answer. I know how you started. I know that you started because you were sick and you got cured. And so I think listeners know about that. But how did you get so deeply involved with all this traveling and all this healing and going worldwide? I mean, like normally you were cured, you would stay local. What made you, boom, spring out throughout the world and evangelize?
Well, the Lord really opened the door for us. Annette received the healing in 1988 from sudden onset rheumatoid arthritis.
Very serious.
And then we started praying for folks in our prayer groups, and we started to see them healed. And we were really excited about that, you know, to have the Lord working through you. And it's quite a gift. But all the glory goes to him. He does all the healing.
Absolutely.
We just do the praying.
Absolutely.
And then we began to go out. We had a mission to Kenya in 1996. That was one of our early missions. And then we just kept getting invitations. And
I remember you went to China. I remember you talked about that.
Yes, twice we've been to China.
Yeah.
Yes.
But so you just got dragged into it slowly but surely.
You know,
not dragged,
right.
But you know what I mean.
But one thing I really want to really make clear is we're just simple people. We are very simple.
And weren't Jesus' disciples simple people?
Right.
They weren't doctors and lawyers and rabbis. Right. They were simple people.
So we really started just simply listening to him as a couple, listening, simple.
Through scripture.
And that's why we say even now, yes, even now, that we're determined to end simply. We began simple, we're determined to end simple, just relying on the Word of God. And what started to happen, even when you ask about the trips, the Lord never told us we were going. He said people will come from all over the world right to your door without advertisement or anything, which has happened and continues to happen. But what started to happen is he started to give us dreams. We started to dream about China, started to dream about the lost people. I remember very specifically one of the dreams, I saw racks and racks and racks of empty wine bottles. And I was trying to make it up the stairs, and I was crawling on my hands and my knees. And my brother, Kevin, was in the dream. And he said, are you going to make it? I said, I'm going to make it. And I crawled on my hands and my knees. When I got to the top of the stairs, there was a wedding feast going on, which is always a symbol of Jesus.
Yes.
There's a wedding feast going
on.
So then I knew it was the people of China, and the Lord kept giving me different dreams. Well, then eventually, as you know, we did go to China, and I did have trouble. We came to a point where we had to cross the dikes in the rice paddies and have to cross these mud dikes. And, you know, what happens, you go across the dikes, the leeches come up and get into your shoes.
Yeah.
Your shoes fill with this, it fills up with this, like clay-like mud, so now you can't grip anything. And it was just like my dream because my brother said, are you going to make it? And there was a Chinese man waiting for me, and he came across. He had bare feet, and he helped me to get across. And then our second time in China, it was I was just weeping for these empty wine bottles, people who never heard Jesus, because Holy Spirit is the new wine.
Yep.
So they were empty. They never knew Jesus. And it just really breaks your heart to think that there's people that never even heard the name. And we were in distant areas in China, in very remote mountainous areas of the Vietnamese border. And what happened after our mission, we stayed in a hotel in a night before we flew out. And in the hotel, they had a wine room just reserved for people who want to taste wine and smoke and whatever. And racks of wine bottles, all full of precious wine. And it was like just the Lord saying, by virtue of our going, there have been so many. And you just meet people. Just the Holy Spirit gives you these appointments that you're able to meet people and tell them about Jesus. You have to be very careful because it's very, very dangerous for them. I mean, there's an element of danger for us, but the most they'd probably do for us is throw us in jail and throw us out of China. But for them, you know, it's life and death involved here. So you have to be very careful when you're speaking to people, but the Holy Spirit just makes the appointment and just gives you the knowledge just to open a conversation. And the next thing you're talking about Jesus, and the next thing they're like, this is what I want, this is what I need. And then they're saying, after you pray with them, they're saying, the sky looks new, the leaves are brighter, they're greener, everything's fresher. So you know that's the power of God, because Jesus makes all things new.
Absolutely. But now I'm starting to get a little worried. I dream about Palmer once in a while.
That's called a
so
nightmare.
Now I'm starting to get a little worried. Do you ever dream about me, Palmer?
Unfortunately,
never. Oh, boy. Thanks
a
lot.
But you know, what you're really saying is that the call is so personal and so intimate and can come a variety of different ways.
Yeah.
And you say yes. And you just say yes unconditionally.
But isn't
I know you people work entirely on providence.
That's right.
You don't take salaries. Mm-hmm. And if you need the money, you pray. And it doesn't always come, but when it does come, you can follow through. It's just wonderful. That personal, intimate relationship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, through the power of the Holy Spirit, in you is so real and alive. And that's what we're trying to get across to the listeners. If you say yes,
right,
he'll come in. You may not become a world traveler, but maybe you become a prayer warrior.
Mm.
And for Bridge for Peace.
And that's the way Jesus works, Palmer.
That's right.
And you never know what that yes is going to bring to you. Once you say yes.
Yeah.
Mary, when she said fiat, look what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Once you say yes, you never know what's going to happen.
And she had the choice. She could have said no.
Like we all do.
Right.
Sure.
You know? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You're right, John.
Mm-hmm. And
absolutely
just
right.
Even when you say that about saying yes, I remember even today, the very spot we were standing at in Rome, when a priest from Uganda said, "We want you to come to Uganda." I still remember exactly where we were standing. And I think Uganda, because we had hosted a woman from Uganda, and she'd been through the Idi Amin siege, and she had orphaned children in her house, and they heard the bullets flying, and they didn't have water, they didn't have food. And we had hosted her. She'd lived with us. And then I thought, Uganda. And I remember going and looking at the mirror, looking at the mirror in the bathroom going, Uganda, Lord, Uganda. You know, but I knew I'd said yes, even if I couldn't like say yes in another way. I knew God was calling and I knew that we'd say yes to it. And just like you say, Tony, you don't know where it'll take you. We never imagined when we went once that we go twice, that we go three times, that we build an orphanage, that we'd educate people, that we'd have Bridge for Peace prayer meetings all around Uganda. And actually, Ed, how many have been trained now to go into the hospitals? And
we have about 250 that have been trained through our foundation and healing textbook, and they go into the hospitals. They have prayer meetings on a regular basis. Every Monday, they have a meeting with about 2,000 people.
That's powerful. But talk about that foundations of healing textbook and the training that you do.
And how can they get it?
Important.
Or can people get it?
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely, yeah. We have it available. It's a 12-session DVD with teaching about healing, and a 12-session workbook that leads you through the scriptures, giving you the Lord's direction. And that is the feature on this DVD, and everybody's...
But, you know, she doesn't know how to talk. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I got you,
well,
Ed. I got you.
You got me. If you get the DVD...
That's Palmer.
You'll find out that she's an eloquent speaker,
she'll
walk you through the Bible and teach you about what the Lord has for you.
It truly is.
For healing.
How much and how do they get it?
Well, they can get the DVD and the workbook for $40, and they can just call in the office, and we'll send it out to them.
Give them the phone number.
And the phone number is 631-730-3982.
I have a terrible memory.
Okay.
And I'm delaying while they get their pens and pencils to write down your phone
number. Okay, I know you're doing that, John. It's 631-790-7977, and the workbook and the double set of DVDs is $40 plus a small shipping charge.
Okay.
They also, you can use them, you can, if you don't feel that you're the type that would go through the Bible, you can just get the DVD, which tells essentially our experience in Bridge for Peace.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bible is your own personal experience. So the DVD is our experience.
Right.
So you listen to the DVD,
so
we tell
Bible,
you our experience.
They can use their own
but
Bible.
If you have the Bible and the workbook,
the
Bible study, then as you go through it, it'll ask you questions. It'll give you prompts that may recall memories, you know, and also about receiving the Father's love. Because we start, it's a foundation of what we believe, the covenant.
Absolutely.
And then it just moves right through. Absolutely. So you can do them separately, but anyone who teaches it, we have different teachers around the world. They say the most effective way is to do them together. So that's
with
why
the
it
Bible.
Gives a special price.
Now, if you get a
together.
Call from a Palmer, Charge him more money. He's going to look for a freebie. Don't do it.
If I get a call from a Palmer who asks to use a Tony credit card, then I'll really be
But, you know, okay. I know our listeners are feeling the excitement and the enthusiasm about your ministry, because I know I am. And it's really just so wonderful to see the two of you again and again.
Thank you.
It's always a pleasure to have you back on the show. It really is.
Thank you.
We're glad to be with you.
But you know, we do have to book you far in advance. You guys are so busy. Well, we must have booked this several months ago, didn't we? Yeah.
That's right, Tony.
Yeah.
You have some things coming up that you wish to bring to our listeners' attention. Why don't you give them several of these things?
Okay. We have a dessert buffet that we call Chow Roma.
Yummy.
On March 22nd from 7 to 9 p.m., and it's at the Quorum Firehouse on Route 25. And tickets are $15 each and $5 for children. Very young children are free. And you can call our phone number at 631-730-3982.
You know, you can go through all of them. And at the end, okay, they can get the posters online, okay, can't they?
That's right. Yes. They're on our website. The 30th of March at 4 p.m., we're blessed to have a Sounds of Joy concert by Brian Carrot and Friends, who is an exceptional vibraphone player.
Yes.
He was in the
Lion King on Broadway.
Yeah.
He brings together a bunch of his professional friends to do this concert for us to raise money for the Uganda Children's Education Fund.
Wonderful.
It's a great, great
That's March
afternoon.
30th at 4 o'clock at St. Joseph Church in Queens Village.
Right.
Yeah. And they'll
That's in Queens.
In Queens.
What are you doing in Nassau and Suffolk? You're in Queens.
they're travelers, John. They go all over.
We have a group in Queens, actually. Yeah. Bridge of Peace Prayer Group.
$20 donation for that. Mm-hmm. Of course, you're not restricted to $20.
That's true, John.
Well, you know, I just figured I'd mention that.
Thank you, John.
And that's the education project for the orphan children in Uganda, where we've put through 42 children through the secondary school.
Okay.
Our next one is Bridge for Peace Presents Lord Is It I, which is a dramatization from the painting by Leonardo da Vinci at the Last Supper. And the apostles talk about what their experience was with Jesus and how they really didn't understand what he was trying to do and what he was doing. And they tried to advise him in many different ways, but we see that they're just like us, trying to figure out what Jesus is doing in our lives. And it brings it home to help us kind of understand that we're all in the same boat.
And you know, what a lot of people making jokes about the Last Supper, they say, who paid the bill? And the answer is Jesus.
That's right. For sure, he did.
You know?
Yeah.
Now,
where paid
the price.
This is two days.
It's 2 days. It's Saturday, the 5th of April at 7 p.m. at Matatuck Presbyterian Church on 12605 Main Road in Matatuck. And then on Sunday, the 6th of April, at St. Francis Cabrini Church in Quorum, right? And that the Sunday one is going to be 3 in the afternoon.
And that, I believe, the Catholic Daughters are providing some refreshment after that performance there.
And for those performances, that's going to be a free will offering. There's no price to come in the door. And we'd love to have everybody come and enjoy and get a greater understanding of the relationship of the apostles with Jesus. Our last event that we have here is the Sunset Praise Cruise, which we've been having for a number of years. It's going to be on August the 10th at 4 p.m., sailing out of Captree Boat Basin.
Which John was aboard last year.
I was. It was fun.
Yes, and I wasn't.
It was a lot of fun.
We missed Tony.
But I'll be there.
I was so glad Tony wasn't there. That's why it was so much
fun. I worry when I go on a boat with John. He never knows what he's going to do to me.
I found out he can't
swim. Oh, look at
the
sunset. Oh, look at that. Come here, Anthony. Come and look at this beautiful sunset.
We had actually a lady who's become very close to Bridge for Peace in this past year because she received a dramatic healing on this praise cruise last year.
Wow.
Because, you know, at the end of the evening after we sing Amazing Grace, and we begin to pray for anybody on board. And she'd had a severe back problem for many, many years, and she was miraculously healed on the praise cruise. So she's become very close, a great supporter, and helped to Bridge for Peace.
But if they go
then.
Online, listeners go online to bridgeforpeace.org, they'll find all this stuff.
That's
and
right.
And they'll
right.
be able to plan their calendars accordingly.
That's
yes,
right.
John.
And their donations.
Right.
Yes.
And we're also hoping to be at the big event on June 21st,
yes.
Offering healing prayer at
That's
the lunch hour.
At Kellenberg High School. That's our day of prayer, where we're trying to bring 1,200 people together for a day of prayer.
So we're going to put you in our marketing plan.
No, that'd be wonderful if you check it out.
You can do it? That'd be great.
You can do it, then come.
That's great.
Because we're going to have adoration and prayer for healing during lunchtime, because the lunchroom only handles about 600 at a time. So half the group can go to lunch, and the others will stay and pray and be prayed for healing.
That's great. Great opportunity,
so
John.
Now
that's wonderful.
We got through all the commercials?
Well, these are not commercials. These are ways to support.
Let's go on with the saint, and then we can
No, I don't want to do the saint. We can skip the saint today because we don't need to. Trevor, where are you?
I'll skip you, Palmer.
just one reminder about all the events that Bridge for Peace is holding. There'll be healing prayer at the end of the events.
Great.
It's wonderful.
Yes.
Wonderful. Okay,
Trevor,
so.
Trevor, can you put on song number three?
Okay, so the saints today, it's going to be Saint,
so anxious.
Saint Peter, Saint James, and Saint John.
Yay. Mm.
And the reason why I'm so anxious is because in tomorrow's readings, on the Transfiguration, it starts with Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him up the mountain. And so I thought, being as we're going to have Bridge for Peace on the show, and being as it's mentioned about Peter, James, and John, who are disciples, and in my mind, Annette and Ed are disciples and apostles of Jesus, let's talk a little bit about them. So here goes. During this great period of Lent, I thought it would be a good idea to talk about the major saints that were major players in the passion, death, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Who better to start than the 12 apostles and the role they played in this solemn event? According to Scripture, Jesus selected 12 apostles to be his disciples and eventually evangelize and start his church. He did not pick the strongest. He didn't pick the richest. He didn't pick the smartest, the most spiritual. He selected ordinary human beings, hard workers, simple people. I think
Ed
mentioned that at the beginning of the show. Why us? We were simple people. And that's who Jesus sort of relates to, all us simple peoples, Mama. Not that you're simple. These men became the pioneering leaders of the New Testament, of our church. They were not without faults and shortcomings. Interestingly, not one of those chosen disciples was a scholar. Not one was a rabbi. They had no extraordinary skills. Four were fishermen. One was a tax collector. The others were simple people. They neither were religious or refined. They were ordinary people, just like you and me. But they were willing to give up their lives, to stop everything in their lives, because Jesus had called, and that word spread out. Take a few minutes now to learn a lesson or two from the 12 apostles, men who helped ignite the light of truth and still dwells within our hearts today and calls us to come and follow Jesus. But God chose them for a purpose, to fan the flames of the gospel that would spread across the face of the earth and continue to burn bright throughout the countries, the centuries to come. He selected and used each one of those individual people to carry out his exceptional plan. If I were one of the apostles, would never think that I would be selected to carry out his plan. I wasn't religious. I was just a hard worker. So when these especially selected people to be the disciples of Christ were asked to leave everything, everything, their families, their wives, their mothers, and follow Jesus, we find that the names of the 12 disciples were listed in Matthew 10, 2 to 4, Mark 3, 14 to 9, and Luke 6, 13 to 16. Who are these special people? The foundation of our church that were called apostles and disciples and chosen specifically by Jesus. There was Simon, who Jesus named Peter, and Andrew, his brother, and James and John, and Philip and Bartholomew, and Matthew, and Thomas and James, and Simon, who was called Zealot, and Judas, the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor, all selected by Jesus. I chose Peter, James, and John, as I said, because they were mentioned in this Sunday's gospel. Jesus took them with him up the mountain for the transfiguration before them. So let's take a quick look at Peter, James, and John. Let's just see what they were all about. Of course, Peter is probably the most famous. But Peter, what would you call him? A duh disciple? Yes, but disciple? Most of us probably couldn't identify with him. One minute he was walking on water by faith, and the next he was sinking in doubts. He was impulsive and emotional. Peter's best known for denying Jesus three times when the pressure was on. Even so, as a disciple, he was dearly loved by Christ. And Jesus did not forsake him for him denying him three times. Jesus knew he was going to be denied three times. Peter, often a spokesman for the 12, stands out in the Gospels. Whenever the men are listed, Peter's name is first. He, James, and John formed the inner circle of Jesus' closest companions. These were three men who were given the unique privilege of experiencing the transfiguration along with a few other extraordinary revelations. After the resurrection of Christ, Peter became a bold evangelist and missionary and one of the greatest leaders of our early church. His cowardness disappeared. He received the Holy Spirit. And finally, when it was time for him to be martyred, he said, "I don't deserve to be crucified like Christ. I would prefer that you crucify me with my head down, upside down." And so he did. And so James, the son of Zebedee, often called James the Greater to distinguish him from the other apostles named James, was a member of Jesus' inner circle also, which included his brother, the apostle John and Peter. Not only did James and John earn a special nickname from the Lord, Sons of Thunder, they were privileged to be in the front center of three supernatural events in the life of Christ. In addition to these honors, he was present, as we noted, at the transfiguration and the agony in the garden. His zeal for Jesus was great. James was the first of the 12 to be martyred for his faith in the year 44 AD. He was beheaded. Yeah. So let's talk about John. The Apostle John, brother to James, was nicknamed by Jesus one of the Sons of Thunder, but he liked to call himself the disciple whom Jesus loved. With his fiery temperament and special devotion to the Savior, he gained the favor in place of Jesus' inner circle. He was one of the inner circles with Peter and James, the son of Zebedee. He and his brothers James were named the Sons of Thunder, as I mentioned. John is the author of the fourth gospel, the book of Revelation, and the Catholic apostles. He was imprisoned with Peter. John's enormous impact on the early Christian church and his large life than ever personality made him a fascinating character. His writings reveal contrasting traits. For instance, on the first Easter morning, with his typical zeal and enthusiasm, John raced Peter to the tomb and reported it was empty. Although John won the race and bragged about the achievements of his gospel, he humbly allowed Peter to enter the tomb first, just like Palmer would do for me. Jesus from his cross entrusted his mother and John at the foot of the cross. He was the one who ran with Peter to the tomb at the morning and the resurrection. So John was given the duty of watching over his mother, Jesus' mother, while he was on the cross. John had the distinction of being the only apostle not martyred, and he lived a long, long life. So stay tuned for other disciples.
Thank you. Thank you. You know,
hey, John, what happened to the music?
It's on.
Is it? Okay, I didn't hear it.
You know, Trevor, we're going to do something a little different. We want to go into time for prayer for healing, and I want to leave enough time so that we could do a decent job. So we're going to start with song number 4 and then go to song number 5. Just let 4 and 5 flow into each other. And Annette and Ed and Tony and myself and Trevor in his office, why don't you just relax and listen as... put your ears close to Jesus. Listen to him.
He's closer than a brother.
And during the time, we ask, first of all, that listeners surrender your mind. Be still. And if you have a request that you wish to make of Jesus during this time, do it. You can do it internally or externally. Because Terry McCallum's saying he's our friend and he wants to heal you. And we just then let Annette and Ed pray. And we turn the rest of this program over to Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and God the Father. Praise you, Lord. And let's begin by praying.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord God. Exalt your name.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. You know, even Tony, as you were sharing about Peter being crucified and just coming from Rome where Peter was crucified and Paul was beheaded and so many were martyred, I thought about how Jesus calls us to be willing to die to ourselves, and I thought about... I just felt there's someone listening today who needs to have grace from Jesus to forgive. Jesus is asking you today to forgive. And that can feel like so painful. It can feel like a death. Feel like you're dying to yourself. You can feel like this will kill me to forgive. It will not kill you. It will bring life. But we will have to die to ourselves to forgive. So today, I'm just speaking to that one that really needs to forgive, and there's been so much pain in your life because you're holding on to that grudge and you're holding on to bitterness. And there's often times where you don't even sleep because this is like consuming you. It's like eating you alive. The Lord Jesus has the remedy, and the remedy is forgiveness. If you make a choice today, forgiveness is a choice. It's not a feeling. It's a choice. Through the covenant that you have with Jesus Christ, that he made a covenant with you to forgive you, and that now he asks you to forgive others, to make that choice, and God will do the rest. You just make the choice today, just to say, I have decided to respond to Jesus today and to forgive that person. It doesn't mean what they did was right. Maybe it was intentionally. Maybe intentionally they hurt you and wounded you seriously. But let Jesus just deal with them. You set yourself free and set that captive free today by just making a choice today, even a painful choice, but be willing, even as we heard that Peter was willing to be crucified, Paul was willing to be beheaded. The apostles were willing to die, and today Jesus just asks you, just make this choice, just die to yourself, turn away from what you desire, and embrace my desire today, and forgive that person. And as you forgive, the Holy Spirit will come in now and just touch your heart and clean up all that mess, everything that's been festering and causing you to have psychologically consumed by this, not even able to focus, not able to sleep. You're going to be healed today through obedience to do what Jesus asked you to do, to forgive. And the healing power of the Holy Spirit is there right now for you to come into your heart, to begin to heal, to begin to deliver you from the bondage that you've been in.
And I'm hearing the words, I enter your heart fully and completely, simply because you are saying yes to forgive. And the person that you need to forgive most is yourself, for all the indiscretions and all the poor decisions that you've made when you turned your back on us. This is Lent. Repent and turn back to us. And repent doesn't mean sackcloth and ashes. It means just say yes. Say yes. Let us come in right now. Let us touch you now. I, the Holy Spirit, send my love, my grace, and my power of forgiveness into your heart, into your soul, and into your mind. And through the intercession of these prayer warriors on this radio show, I let you see the light at the end of the tunnel of misery in which you have been living. Step forward now in faith. Say yes, and let us touch you. Praise you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord Jesus, I just want to mention this, and this is heavy on my heart. I am so willing and anxious to forgive all those that have offended me. I am so willing and anxious to forgive all those and ask them for forgiveness for all those that I've offended. But I ask you, Jesus, soften the hearts of those that I have offended so that my forgiveness can be complete. And so I ask this in the name of your Father, our Creator. Amen.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that your voice is subtle and gentle, and you don't force us to do anything, but you give us opportunity to come to you, opportunity to change and to turn and to return to you. And we thank you for that opportunity to do that, Lord God. Just soften our hearts, Lord, to receive you, to receive your strength, to receive your peace that goes beyond understanding. Thank you, Jesus.
My love is like a tidal wave. My love is like a tidal wave. Once you open your heart, I flood you with my grace and my love.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, we just thank you that the light at the end of the tunnel is your resurrection power.
Amen.
Lord, we look forward, Lord, to the resurrection power, Lord, being fully released in our lives. The light at the end of the tunnel is not just another day, but it's newness of life. It's resurrection power. It's hope. That there's a hope for you in Jesus Christ and in the power of his resurrection. There is hope for you. If you look ahead and all you see is darkness and despair, in the name of Jesus, you just bind that spirit of darkness and despair in the name of Jesus, and we release the power of the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit for hope in your heart, because Jesus is the hope who never disappoints, and we have a hope in him. So any way that you just see drudgery ahead and darkness ahead and a hopeless future, that is not Jesus. Jesus is the hope of all the earth. So today we just thank you, Lord God, that you would just give a fresh revelation to all of us of resurrection power, what it means to us that you rose from the grave, Lord, what that means for our own lives and any relationships that have been broken today through lack of forgiveness. We thank you, Lord, for resurrection power being released in those relationships, Lord, for reconciliation, Lord, in families, Lord. We just thank you for that in neighborhoods, Lord. We thank you and we praise you for that, Lord God. And we know, Lord, that through forgiveness and the power of your Holy Spirit, that there's going to be healings taking place in bodies today. Even I even believe someone has a problem with your hand. There's a problem with being able to grasp well, to be able to open jars, these kinds of things. Even sometimes pain in driving and holding the steering wheel. God's healing you today. You're being healed through the power of the blood of Jesus. As you just open your heart to Him, He is touching and restoring your hand. He's always wanted to restore you, but it's unforgiveness that blocks it. It's the lack of receptivity that blocks the healing. His healing grace is constantly flowing. It's constantly flowing from Him. He abounds in it. Just open your heart today and believe today. In Jesus' name, give Him the glory, give Him the praise.
Open the eyes of our heart, Lord. Open the eyes of the hearts of our listeners to receive Your healing love. Praise You, Lord.
Praise You, Jesus. Praise You. Annette, I want you to know that in our petitions, we have a petition from someone that has trouble grasping with her hands.
Thank You, Jesus.
Opening doorknobs, opening doors, etc.
Thank You, Jesus. Thank You,
praise
Jesus.
You, Jesus.
Praise You, Lord.
We thank the two of you for being with us, and so that we can go out with that prayer to open the eyes of our heart, Lord.
Thank You, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord, that You have healing for Your people, that Your healing touch extends from Your Holy Spirit to Your people, and we speak healing into the lives of the listeners and into their families.
Petitions, and You bless our listeners. Thank You, Jesus.
Thank You, Jesus.
Expressed in the following program do not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.
From the heart of the nautical mile,
You're listening to the station that serves your community. AM 1240 WGBB.com and 1240 WGBB Freeport.